skate fast and eat ass. That made me laugh for a good few minutes. Am I getting picked up? Oh, we're recording. We've been recording.
For like 2 seconds.
Okay. Well, skate fast, eat ass. Welcome to...
welcome to Kind of Epic Show, guys. I'm David West.
And I'm Kurt Steiner. So, here's something that I've recently realized working in furniture. Because the thing is sometimes you go to other places just to compare prices, whatnot. What really terrifies me is the room place. The reason why the room place terrifies
me... Because of their catchy jingle?
No. What terrifies me is that you see this yellow fucking monstrosity that I'm wearing right now?
The Swedish...
colors of a flag, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you look like a Swedish referee.
Fair.
You just need a whistle.
I would.
Or... they yodel?
What? Yodel? No, you're thinking of like Germans and Swiss.
Okay.
No, we do blood-curdling screams because we're Vikings.
I'm sure there's something.
Well, there's something. But get back to the point of the room place. Have you ever gone to a place like, you know, you go to like a car salesman? Like, they're wearing suits, like, because this is a professional transaction.
Yeah.
This is a big transaction. You want somebody who looks professional. You go to the fucking room place, and these people are in three-piece suits selling furniture that's like, manufactured, mass-produced manufacture that's shitty. Compared to the furniture I sell.
So, do you know our regular Martin comes in during the week?
Yeah, he works at Kittle's right across.
No,
right there.
He works at Ashley's.
He works at Ashley's?
He works at Ashley's. It's where I bought my mattress off of him.
Mm-hmm.
He wears a fucking lab coat.
What do you mean?
He wears a lab coat. A white lab
like
coat.
Like a doctor's lab coat.
Yeah.
Why?
All their furniture, or all their mattress specialists wear fucking lab coats.
What a weird... uniform, because it just makes you seem smarter because you're wearing what doctors wear?
Maybe.
That's like me walking
But in. If you ever need a mattress...
I sell mattresses!
But he got me a great deal on a Tempur-Pedic.
I can get you a great deal. It's called IKEA. I can do...
You want me to edit that out?
Yeah, you should probably.
No one listens.
No one listens. Nobody cares where
and
I work.
Like,
and even if they
We
found
need
me.
Like $600 in the next 3 weeks to keep the... status that we have on the,
oh boy,
yeah, that's not gonna happen.
They didn't negotiate down.
No, they haven't sent me a link yet to for the cheap price.
Oh damn,
so
that's screwy.
We'll see. Automatic, if you're listening to this and want to keep me as a yearly subscriber,
please
send us the discount link.
That would be nice.
Yeah, because it's only 150 for like the past 3 years. They've only charged me 150, but they haven't sent me the discount code this year.
Scurry.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
But yeah, isn't that weird that, like, when I was selling art on cruise ships, I would wear three-piece suits because art's a big transaction. It's a
but you're also
transaction.
On a cruise ship.
Yeah, it was a little intimidating. I was intimidating because the thing is like, hey, you want to buy some art? And then I'd give them the murder stare.
Because there's a morgue.
But no, and that's why I wrote my book, There's a Morgue on Every Cruise Ship. Because there is. I lived right above it on the cruise ship, and that was... We've talked about this
if,
on the show
if
before,
you want to read his book, email us at...
kindofepicshow.com.
No,
do we have a .com?
We do have a .com, but only the .com that links to our webpage. But I don't know if there's an actual email attached to that, because I stopped paying for it. But we do have our Gmail, which is kindofepicfilms@gmail.com.
Yes. If you want my book... If you are in, if you want to read a 37-page hate-filled rant, yes. If you want to read
does that count as a book?
It's a novella. I call it a book. It's a novella. Novels, I think you have to have like 100 to 200 pages. A novella is anything below 100 pages. So it's a novella. It's a hate-filled rant. It's kind of racist, but not racist in the way where I call people out on their skin. I call people out on the regions and cultural upbringings they experienced, regions where they're from. Like, I categorize people like customers who come from Asia, customers who come from North America, customers who come from Australia, customers who come from Africa. If there are people from Africa that come on cruise ships, usually the people that are on cruise ships that are from Africa are working the cruise ship. Like, all of my bosses were South Africans.
Huh.
Yeah. And I've already talked about... Did I already talk about... I think I was talking... No, I was talking to Jamie about this last night. The number one verbal thing that irks me uncontrollably... Because the guy who was doing the trivia last night for that fundraiser was Australian.
They had a trivia?
Yeah, they had a fundraiser. How trivia. Was it? Yeah. They had IKEA questions.
Oh.
I won that.
Nice.
Because I was just like, hey, guys, look, I literally have my uniform on still.
Yeah.
I had it under my other one. The questions were like, is this an IKEA product or is this a Swedish metal band?
Oh, nice.
And I knew the difference.
Nice.
Every single time.
Nice.
That terrifies
me. Awesome.
What was I talking about?
The three-piece suits and stuff at the room place?
The cruise ship. South Africans.
No, that was what you were most recently talking about, but I don't think you ever finished your point on the room place.
Oh, yeah. The room place intimidates me because... Wow, this is really going back. I went on a weird tangent.
Yeah, you did.
I went on a 5-minute tangent. High five. The thing is you go into, like, Bob's Discount Furniture, you go into IKEA, you see people are clearly wearing, like normal uniforms, like khakis, polo, stuff like that. Same with us. It's jeans and yellow shirts, so we're approachable. But you go to a place that sells, like, discount furniture, and the person who walks up to you, greets you, is, like, slicked back hair, full three-piece tie, three-piece suit, and you're like, do you know where you're working?
Because they are like used car salesmen, 100%.
But it's intimidating for me because it's like, dude, I sell furniture and I don't need to dress like that. Why do you need to dress like that? You could wear khakis and a polo and I'd still approach you. I would approach you easier.
My reasoning behind it is the fact that if you go into IKEA, you know what you're going to buy. If you walk into a furniture place like, say, Ashley's, and you're looking for a mattress, they're trying to get you the best sale. They don't want you going anywhere else.
That's
if you
true.
Go to IKEA,
we could
they're going to IKEA for IKEA.
And we honestly couldn't care less if you buy us or not.
Yeah, because you're fucking IKEA.
Because we'll undercut everyone's prices because we're IKEA.
Yeah, so... It's just like, you guys don't have to work as hard for the sale as they do.
The sale's already walking in. It's
yeah.
The thing is that's one of my favorite things.
Do you guys
things.
Get commission?
No.
Yeah, so...
We're hourly. My favorite thing about working at IKEA is that I don't have to actively sell like those people do. Literally, somebody comes to me with a problem, I fix it by selling them product.
That's yeah, it. Exactly.
I don't have to sell them. They are already sold.
Yeah, 100%. So that's the difference.
Yeah, that's probably the difference. That's maybe
so
why
you could be wearing a onesie and they would still buy cabinets off of you.
I've done that.
I know you have.
In my Power Ranger onesie.
I know.
And it still worked.
And that onesie was disgusting.
Yeah. Are you calling my body disgusting?
No.
Wow.
No. The beer stains on the mask are disgusting.
Well, I wasn't wearing the mask because I'm not allowed to wear a mask at work.
Because they would see a full bodysuit on.
And the first thing
they'd be like, what is this red gimp doing
here? No, the first thing they would think is, oh shit, that's an active shooter.
Yeah. Yeah. Which you've had enough of at IKEA.
That was a fun time. One of my favorite jokes I've ever said at IKEA was, man, you're not going to edit any of this out.
No.
Because.
We've said it too much.
Is that time, the day after we had that gun go off in the store, one of my coworkers was like, hey, Kurt, how's it going? I'm like, oh, you know, just dodging bullets.
You called me, like, afraid. You're like, oh, my God, a gun just went off. I'm so just to let you know, I'm safe. I'm like, I did.
Well, that's the thing is I want everybody. My fucking mom fucking texted me immediately as it happened.
Well, yes, because she's your mother.
I was on the opposite side of the store. I didn't know the fuck was going on. I was like.
People. It's your mom. Of course she's going to text you.
And she's
you.
Like, hey, are you okay? There was a shooting at IKEA. I was like, there's a shooting at IKEA? Really? I'm in IKEA and I should know this.
Right? No shit.
And I was like, oh yeah, apparently somebody's pimp gun went off.
Oh shit. Well, that's our introduction for today, huh?
What do we have to discuss today?
Yeah, right? So we didn't plan this out like always. But there are things, there's stuff and things that
Game of Thrones trailer.
Game of Thrones trailer came out. Let me pull this up. Initial thoughts.
It's the end of a show. That's amazing. I mean, yeah. It's going to be great. My favorite thing that they've been talking about is that it's going to have the longest cinematic committed to film battle ever. So I don't know. Do you think that 90 minutes...
Let's see. Here it is.
80 minutes of battle is going to be enjoyable? It's going to be the penultimate episode. We know that. We can theorize that.
I want to know why Arya's so fucking scared. Which is definitely, it's in the catacombs of Winterfell. So we know it's probably in the Battle of Winterfell. She's also carrying Dragonglass. He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one. So there's a theory that the Whites will be able to resurrect the people in the crypts of Winterfell.
Oh, that's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. So we saw the scene with Varys.
We're gonna get a Headless Horseman, aren't we?
No, I doubt it, but
Ned Stark the Headless Horseman, yeah.
But their mom in the comics is basically a zombie. She's still around.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. I don't know much of the books, I forget what they call her. But she's around and like seeking revenge for the people that killed her. And
the lady who got her throat slit. Yeah. She's around still.
Yeah.
She got magicked by the White Walkers.
No, not by the Whites, but
what happened?
I've never read. I think so. I think they resurrected her.
Okay,
but I don't know. I've never read the books, so okay. Listeners, I might be wrong. But yeah, Lady Stark is still around in the books.
You know something that
the Golden Army that Cersei hired
from the Iron Islands.
Yeah. Oh, also nice confirmation that. Where are they at? They're alive! Tormund's still alive!
Oh, wow.
Nice confirmation there. Because the last time we saw this group, they were on the wall when it was getting attacked by an ice dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Take more than that to take Ginger down. Ask Isaac. Right. Those who lack souls have no fear of death.
Sansa seeing dragons for the first time.
Wow, look at the CGI.
It looks fucking good. Our enemy doesn't die. Gendry?
I do like that.
Yeah, me too.
Where Grey Worm and What's-Her-Face are making out.
Small detail you may have missed. That shot of Jaime. Someone freeze-framed it. I'm not going to try to find the full frame. He's wearing Stark armor.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Cersei's by herself at King's Landing.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful shots. Look how everyone else is afraid, and she's just like, awesome.
Why at night?
I mean, the White Walkers aren't going to wait till when it's convenient.
We're talking about medieval warfare here.
They're fucking zombies. They're not going to wait until it's convenient.
Okay. I was going for the historic...
It's an undead horde that is just going south and wiping out everything in their path. They don't care.
Okay.
But I mean, we've had episodes of Game of Thrones. You mentioned the episode long battle that this will probably be.
Mm-hmm.
These episodes are about 120 minutes apiece.
Yeah, they're each in a movie. They're each own movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Hardhome, the Battle of Hardhome was already a 45 or no, that was a full hour long battle.
Where Jaime got fucking wrecked by the
No. When Jon first faces the White Walkers, like at the Hard Home.
Yep.
When his sword brings down Whites. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh shit. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That episode was already a full 60 minutes.
Hmm.
And that was an hour-long battle.
And then the Battle of the Bastards was also quite long.
Yeah. I don't know if that was a full episode, but it was damn close.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no doubt that Game of Thrones will be able to pull off the longest battle committed to film. And it's weird to think that, like, Lord of the Rings didn't top that, but those battles in Lord of the Rings, they always cut away. It's not a consecutive thing. Sure, like, the full runtime of the battle might be longer, But then you're cutting away to, like, Sam and Frodo doing bullshit.
You know what? If you cut out Sam and Frodo doing bullshit, how long would that movie be?
I don't know.
Because the vast majority of Return of the King is the battle. I feel like there's about 20 to 30 minutes of the prep for the battle. Then the rest of the movie is the battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just downloaded The Silmarillion. I'm nice. Looking forward to listening to that.
I never made it through Fellowship.
Well, that's because you can't read.
Oh, yeah. And Tom Bombadil's fucking boring. The early Shire stuff is just fucking hard to get through. Oh, my God. I read The Hobbit. I take that back. I have read The Hobbit. But I couldn't make it through The Fellowship.
Well, I mean, it's world building.
Like, I know.
In order there's a lot of world... Because there has to be.
No, I understand.
The first...
But I already know about the Shire thanks to The Hobbit.
Literally, the first 4 hours of Dune was world building. And I just found out there's like 15 fucking books in that series. I'm only reading Dune because I don't want
to... Yeah, fucking, no. That's all we recommend.
I don't want to fuck maybe, with the rest of it.
Isn't there like a Return to Dune or some shit like that? Like the actual sequel is not bad?
Yeah, apparently, but I don't want to screw with it.
Yeah, so there's a lot in that. I know, talking to Jamie, he has a theory that there's not going to be an Iron Throne for people to come back to. There's not going to be a King's Landing for anyone to
rule. So you think she's going to...
She's going to blow it the fuck up.
What's it called? What is it that... The red fire... What's that fire that she used?
Oh, shit.
Green fire.
Yeah, the green fire.
If you've watched, if you've listened to this and you watch the show, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we didn't prep. I should have looked that up. I shouldn't have to look that up. I should know that.
So she's going to
wildfire.
Wildfire. Yeah, she's going to nuke herself.
I don't think she's going to be there. Or if she is, Jamie's going
to
kill her.
What I think is going to happen is Jamie's going to walk up to her, impale her with the sword, turn it on himself, and then everything goes boom.
I think Jamie might be the one on the throne. I say it's Jaime or Jon. 100%.
I say Hodor.
Hodor's dead and been dead.
White Walker. He will come back as a White Walker and he will rule valiantly.
Man, what if he's in the army, like, in that scene? How heartbreaking would that be?
That's not going to make me heartbreaking. That's going to give me a hard-on. Yeah, he's back!
We've had Christian on the podcast. We've had Hodor on the podcast.
Really? That's crazy.
He was at Indie PopCon 5 years ago. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is he as big as like how? Is
he's
like,
a big dude.
Like 6'8".
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Damn, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he's super cool. Really of sweet, course he nice. He has star tattoos.
Hmm. Weird.
We also had Esme. Bianca. She was one of the prostitutes that became a major character in the early seasons, and then Joffrey killed her.
Ah, yes.
She was like the main prostitute that actually
falls in love with Tyrion.
No, not that one. You would recognize her if you saw her.
Probably would.
I'm spacing her character's name.
Game of Thrones trailer. What else? Well, there's still some left to go.
I think it's just
the title.
The title. Like, yeah.
Yep, title. The final season.
Yeah.
April 14th. Right in time for my birthday. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be great. What? Do you have any birthday plans?
You know, there is something going on. Actually, I think specifically on the 14th, I'm going to be out of town in Whitefield. We've already talked about this, haven't we?
Have we? Oh, yeah. The Viking thing?
Yeah, I'm going to try to go to the Viking Fest in Whitefield.
I'm pretty sure that's going to just be a clan rally, dude. I can't. The Aryan race in Whitestown? Please. I get it. It's
I don't know how to say this in any other way. It's not like I'll be uncomfortable in my skin. Unlike when I go to Church's Chicken.
Oh, no.
They've got damn good chicken.
Well, if this
but
is
you the, don't go there after dark.
If this is the end of the podcast, you know, so be it.
Yeah.
Pokemon. We didn't talk about Pokemon last week.
No, we talked about Sword and Shield last
week.
Did
we? Oh, yeah, we did. We did.
We did talk about Sword and Shield. I mean, you were the one who was like, hey, there's a new Pokemon game? I was like, no.
Oh, yeah, duh.
What else?
We have a listener in the back.
We have a listener in the back who will not contribute, but
she should though. She's awesome.
Well, we've already talked about. Well, have you ever been to the Amish furniture store?
No.
The
one we're done talking about furniture stores.
Okay.
Captain Marvel comes out tonight. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. I'm going to Flix Brewhouse for the first time on Tuesday to see that.
Nice, nice. Sweet.
So after mind-numbingly doing Gilmore Girls, I'll need something to get my mind off of it.
I mean, that's not till like mid-April, so you got some time. I would recommend starting work on
So here's an interesting fact about me. I don't procrastinate things like this. When I had to do... Here's the funniest thing.
What did you say?
I don't procrastinate. Procrastinate, you know.
Yeah, I know, but you kept saying it weird.
What? Whatever.
You had a weird twang in there.
Okay.
Like Pank Sprankles.
Pank Sprankles. Hopefully we picked that up.
Yeah. She said something. We're so happy.
But where am I?
I don't know.
About to say something. So, and then Pank Sprankles took it off. You killed my train of thought. It's not going to come to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what time are we at? some DC movie news.
Mm-hmm.
There is a new Shazam trailer, which I recommend checking out.
Okay.
Kevin Conroy has a cameo in it. The voice of Batman.
Oh, Flix Brewhouse. That's what we're talking about.
So Kevin Conroy shows up, not shows up, but Shazam takes a Batman like one of those 3-foot figures
mm-hmm.
of Batman, and he's like, "Here, Batman, help!" And the voice of the doll is Kevin Conroy saying, "I'm Batman," in the trailer. It's pretty. Nice. It's pretty good. I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
But did get some news. So James Gunn is doing Suicide Squad.
Dose.
The second one.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it might be more of a reboot of Suicide Squad than anything. Because it looks like no Harley Quinn. And they're recasting Deadshot because Will Smith has dropped out. But Idris Elba is taking over. Which, that's a definite upgrade. That's like going from Terrence Howard to Don Cheadle in Iron Man to Iron Man 2.
That's true. That was a big upgrade.
Right? Hell yeah, it was.
Man, he did not have the foresight for that movie.
Well, you know everything that happened with Terrence Howard, right?
What happened?
He was the highest paid actor on that movie.
What for?
Because he was a bigger... Well,
he just came off of Rain, didn't he?
Yeah, I think
so. Or Crash. What was the movie?
Crash.
He had just come off of Crash.
But he was the big star at the time. No one had faith in Robert Downey Jr. except for, you know, Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But they were able to not pay him as much. Jeff Bridges, they were able to not pay as much for whatever reason. It's Jeff Bridges. But yeah, Terrence Howard was the highest paid actor in that movie.
So that...
And then when the negotiations started for Iron Man 2, he wanted more fucking money.
Mm.
Like, now Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. is the one making the fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically caused a big... like fissure between Terrence Howard and Marvel, and they were just like, "Yeah, you're gone. Bye."
Okay.
Yeah.
Could have been War Machine, but
same thing happened with Ed Norton. That's why he didn't come back as the Hulk.
Because he wanted too much money.
Yeah, and he's a pain in the ass to work with, apparently.
Wow. You know a movie that he's in that a lot of people don't give light to?
Huh.
The Illusionist.
I've never actually seen it.
That's a good movie.
Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
Isn't that? Yeah.
It's a good movie. It's definitely what it's called. Like, the whole idea is that the whole movie is an illusion. It's definitely an M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end. But it was fun. It is the first movie that I got sent to me from Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
Man, I can't tell you what the first Netflix movie I got in the mail was. Do people still do that? I know they still offer it. Do you know anybody that still gets discs from Netflix?
Mm-mm.
No? Me neither. Why would you?
Well, for the longest time, there were certain ones that you would want to get on discs because the thing is like, oh, this movie is too well known that you have to get it on disc. Now it's just like, well, we don't really care what you're... Now that the standard has been lowered so much, it's like, I just want something to watch while I'm baked. I really don't care about story. I really don't care about anything else. I just want background noise to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Like, Zombievers is definitely one of those.
Zombievers? Zombie strippers?
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that one? That one's fucked up.
One of my favorite ones that I saw, this was on the British Netflix, which is much better than the American Netflix, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
When I was over in the UK watching Netflix.
Can you watch British Netflix on your laptop?
No.
No? Why?
Because it's region locked. Just like any other DVD, you can't do it because it's region locked. Because there's certain negotiations that they can do in Europe that they can't do.
Oh, yeah, you need an IP masker.
Yeah, and the thing is they actually had recently released movies on Netflix where you couldn't get those back here without getting them through disc at that time.
Yeah.
Like what I was saying, like the big budget movies you had to get on disc for a while. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get that streamed. You could get them streamed over there. And I think it was because of some sort of like legal battle here in the States. But yeah, I was watching this movie in the UK. It was called like Zombie Vampire Slayers. It sounded really dumb. But it had Nick Frost in it.
And okay, it that makes it worth it.
Really fun.
That makes it worth it.
It was a lot of fun. It was definitely made as a stoner flick, but I had a lot of fun with it.
Sorry, stretching. Shit, that felt good.
Yeah, I heard something pop.
That was my back, yeah. Shit. I wonder if the mic picked that up. My back is shit, and I should probably see a chiropractor.
Yep.
Well, that's what happens when you fall off ladders at work.
I should probably go see a chiropractor, too, because I lifted something wrong at the gym once, and I'm still, like, a month later feeling pain in my lower back.
You're just using that as an excuse not to do work at your other work.
It was fresh. It was fresh.
Oh, thanks.
Was fresh at that time.
I like that non-denial.
It was fresh at that time. It is now better. It's just that I have to be careful. I can't really, like, do the bend. I have to do the actual, like, proper squat to lift things now. So I've learned not to do the improper lifting technique. I have to now do the proper lifting technique.
Oh, man. Shit. I feel like there's other stuff. Oh, yeah. So it was speculated during the CW's DC crossover event this year.
Mm-hmm.
So in it, the Flash and Supergirl are about to die. It's a no-win scenario.
What are they doing? Who are they fighting?
Oh, Mazo.
Who?
The robot. The robot that can copy powers and...
Oh, yeah. Made by Lex?
It's not in this, but... Oh, maybe it was. I don't remember. They briefly showed where it came from. But he's in it. So they're fighting a Mazo, and he's copying their powers and... you know, kicking their ass, and it's Supergirl, Superman, and Flash fighting him. And,
well, I mean, he kicked their ass in Justice League and also Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah. And,
he's literally on par with the... Doesn't he go to the Source Wall and get absorbed into the Source Wall?
I don't remember. Was that just in...
No, Middle? That was Doom's... what's his face? The Omega guy.
Yeah.
Omega Beam guy. Darkseid.
Darkseid.
He's on level. He's on par of being a godly power.
Well, yeah, and it's just a fucking robot.
Yeah.
But they're fighting him, and of course, it was a bit of a multiverse story going on, and there was a monitor, and the monitor told Oliver Queen that your friends are going to die, and there's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what the conversation was, but Oliver made a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems. They just announced that the next season of Arrow is going to be a shortened final 10-episode season, which will end pretty much the time of next year's crossover, Crisis on Infinite Earths. And they said there will probably be major deaths that happen in it.
So Arrow's dying.
Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow, is being killed in the crossover next year. And that usually hits around episode 9, so there's probably an episode epilogue in the main show mm-hmm. instead of the crossover. And the CW is looking to refresh their slate of DC shows,
mm-hmm.
and that they'll still be in the same universe, but they're refreshing the lineup. And I guess the main thing to do that would be to end the first show that you that spawned it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of all of them, but they do feel like they've run their course.
Yeah, for sure.
Even The Flash. I still watch The Flash every week and Arrow every week, but it feels stale.
Mm-hmm. Feels like it's run its course.
Yeah. No pun intended with The Flash.
That makes sense.
And The Flash is only on season 5.
And Supergirl's on season 2 or 3?
4.
Season 4.
Season 4. Legends is on 4.
Legends is on
but
4.
But Legends is my favorite one. By far. Because they've managed...
Isn't there another one?
Black Lightning. But Black it's Lightning. Technically not part of the universe as of yet. It's never crossed over.
Huh.
I'm sure it will next year with Crisis on Infinite
Question.
Earths.
Black Lightning, does Static Shock make an appearance?
Not yet.
He should.
He should. He 100% should. And I think that would be a great, like, spinoff. Like, you want to freshen up your lineup.
Static Shock.
Give us Static. And they're Batwoman's coming out next year. Mm-hmm. So that's a new show in the universe. Give us Static. Even though maybe it's too close to Black Lightning. I could see.
Make him a protege of Black Lightning. Boom, there you go.
It's unfortunate that the DC Universe app shows aren't in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
Because Titans is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Doom Patrol's really good.
I've saw all the marketing. I haven't watched either of those shows.
You should. I'll give you the login if they ever have an app you can watch it on besides your fucking phone or computer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's time. Refresh. Hit the refresh button. They've talked about bringing back Constantine because he's on Legends.
Yeah.
He's currently, like, his show failed on NBC. They brought him over to an episode on...
He had a show on NBC?
One season.
Constantine?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, starring Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan then came over to Arrow and did an episode as Constantine.
Yeah, I remember that.
And now he's on Legends of Tomorrow as Constantine. And there's a lot of talk picking up that... They might spin him back out into his own show again. On the CW this time.
Okay.
My problem with that is...
That they need to have Keanu Reeves play him?
No. God, no. Matt Ryan is a perfect John Constantine.
Yeah, they should have... I think they should at least have Keanu pop in.
Keanu's Constantine was not...
No, Constantine. Not come in as Constantine, but come in as, like, maybe Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Which starts filming this month.
Oh, yeah, yes.
It's officially starting to film this month.
Yes. But I had this problem the last time we talked about Bill and Ted's Third Adventure. They've gone to heaven and hell. They've gone through backwards and forwards in time. Where the fuck are they going now? Outer space?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Probably outer space. But they already did outer space with the station.
Station!
If you guys haven't seen these movies, these are... Oh, shit, this should be on my top tens.
Do you know Bill and Ted?
It's in one
you
of
You haven't
my...
seen Bill and Ted?
No. Oh, yeah. You want a movie to bake to. That's a movie to bake to.
You guys should do that.
For sure. But,
I own them.
I could get them on Netflix.
Are they on Netflix? No, I own not. Them. I have the DVDs.
I wish I had a DVD player.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Duh. You have an Xbox.
Speaking of which,
Xbox is underneath the thing.
Yeah, I know. I do have an Xbox, but did you...
So you have a DVD player.
I do have a DVD player, but back to what I was going to go to.
Yes.
Did you hear that Sony has discontinued making its Blu-ray player?
No, I did not.
They have officially decided, just like a lot of companies have noticed that a lot of people are no longer getting physical copies or downloading digital copies, just like how there's theorized that the next Xbox will actually be discless. Dickless.
Dickless?
Discless.
It's going to be dickless? Man.
Discless.
Xbox has had dicks?
I can't say this.
They've had dicks? Is it like an attachment? Like USB motorized? Is that how you charge it?
Yuck.
Is that why it's so popular with bros?
Probably.
Or frat boys?
I plead the fifth. But for sure, I think... The thing is they're... So Sony stopped making their Blu-ray player. The next Xbox
I can't believe that. Sony owns Blu-ray. Like, I've got to look this up.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Because my friend who literally spends... If he doesn't have money for... If he has money for rent, the next thing that he buys before food is Blu-rays. That's the friend who I'm going to go see. Flicks. The Captain Marvel with that. Flicks. So, yeah. And he was really upset about it. Like, really, really bummed. But, I mean, the thing is it's just the way the technology is going.
There's no news reports on this, dude.
He was also the guy. He's also the guy who likes collecting laser discs.
Oh, hold on, maybe. Let me see. Fact check Blu-ray players. You're not wrong.
I know, right? Usually, when you fact check me, I am, but this time I'm not. Ha ha.
Hold on. There has to be like some.
What happened to your pop socket? Did the thing fall off?
The thing fell off. Like one of the pieces broke. I'll just take another one.
Yeah, why not?
Man. Yeah, okay, it's getting discontinued. Which is weird because Sony owns Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Sony owns the copyright on Blu-ray.
Well, the thing is that means, because the thing is with Xbox next console, which will be the next gen console,
yeah,
comes out without discs. I believe that PS5
will be dickless as well.
As well.
Huh. Okay.
But the thing is if you were to buy a PS3 dick versus an Xbox 360 dick, you definitely see that the PS3
really
is
like buying dick.
The PS3 is a lot more sleek and the Xbox is a little bit laggy. I had to make that joke.
Oh, so one's kind of limp.
Yep. But
you know what my first Blu-ray was?
If you play the wrong game on the PS4, it just becomes a brick.
You know what my first Blu-ray was?
What?
It came with my PS3 that I got at launch.
Is it porn?
No, why would it come with my PS3?
I don't know.
Talladega Nights. First Blu-ray I ever got.
Huh.
Because Blu-rays were new.
At that time, yeah.
At that time. Sony owned Blu-ray.
I remember I was
so they packaged their Blu-ray playing video game console with Talladega Nights because it was also a Sony movie.
I remember
right food when, for your thought, I guess.
When Blu-ray first came out, I was at Prize Electronics and I was looking at this, like, you know, back in the day where you'd get CD players that held like 20 CDs or 100 CDs. They had one what was it? They had a Blu-ray player that was like 20. No, it was 30. They had 30 slots in the Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
And it was like $2,000.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
$2,000? That's why the PS3 was the way to go when Blu-ray players started coming out.
Yeah, because Blu-ray players, they were like $600, $700, which would be
PlayStation 3 was a couple. If you got the cheap one, it was $500, so it was a couple hundred dollars
cheaper. Yeah, it was $200. And that's the reason why a lot of people were like, well, fuck the PlayStation 3. I'm going to go with the Xbox 360 because it's $200 cheaper.
Yeah. Except it didn't play Blu-rays.
It didn't. It played DVDs.
Yeah, and HD DVDs. They had the attachment to play HD DVDs.
Well, the thing is if
and it, so do you know why Blu-ray won in the high definition DVD war?
Why?
Because Sony made a deal with Walmart to only carry Blu-ray.
Huh.
Which killed HD DVD.
Huh. Well, that's the same way that you argue like back in the day, "Oh, did you have a cassette player or an 8-track? Oh, did you have a VHS or a Laserdisc?" Have you ever seen a laser disc?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yes. Well, let me flip this disc.
So, a laser disc, for those who are uninitiated.
I'm sure she knows what a laser disc is.
Do you know what a laser disc is? So, a laser disc is the predecessor to the DVD, and it's the size of a record. It's the size of a record. What'd you hit?
Why do you have a safety pin in this?
Because I wear it for my Viking.
Ow! Fucking hell!
So,
are you trying to get blood to clone my ass? From my ass? God damn!
That's how we should end the episode, right there. So, I have sheep. I have sheepskins on the back of my seats that we sit down on because they're nice and comfortable.
Yeah, but I also Game of Thrones.
And I use them to cosplay as well for my Viking outfits. And apparently he found one of the safety pins I forgot about.
Ow!
If it's okay for a baby's diaper, why are you making such a big deal?
Because I poked my fat.
Oh, weird.
We're at 40. We can call it.
Yeah, because I'm hungry. I need lunch.
Yeah, you got to go to work here in a bit.
No, I got to go to work at 3, but I need to get
so
food.
So it's
in.
You got to eat before you go to work. It's 1:36.
Yeah, I do need to go get food. I do.
All right, so I'm David West.
I'm Kurt Steiner.
Follow us on Twitter at David West, or follow me on Twitter at David West_KOES. Follow us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show.
Knock knock.
I'm not doing one of your knock knock jokes. You got me on them the other day.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
A woodpecker.
A woodpecker who?
That's what they do. Have a good one, guys.
God damn it.